Good evening and welcome to today's meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California. My name is Sylvie Rivera and I am a member of the club's Asia Pacific Affairs Forum and your chair for today. It is my pleasure to extend a special welcome to any new club members that are with us tonight. We know you will enjoy your membership and look forward to welcoming you often. And now it is my pleasure to introduce our distinguished speakers tonight. The first of them is Ms. Keiko Fukuda, or Fukuda Shihan. It's a great honor to have her coming here tonight. She's a 10th Dan judo, the highest ranking in the world, the only woman out of four people. And she celebrated her 99th birthday last month. She has been the teacher of my own martial art, Tai Chi and Qigong master. His name is Dr. Alex Fang, and he always spoke with the utmost respect of Fukuda Shihan, and that's why she's here tonight. We welcoming also Shelley Fernandez, Miss Fukuda's companion since Miss Fukuda came to the United States 46 years ago, and with whose determination and support Fukuda Shihan's accomplishments were finally recognized. We have Yuriko Gamo-Romer, the documentary filmmaker who directed the documentary we'll be showing tonight, Mrs. Judo, Be Strong, Be Gentle, Be Beautiful is the title. And Ms. Yuriko Gamo-Romer, so as I said, is a documentary filmmaker. And this documentary premiered last month at the San Francisco International Asian American Film Festival, and it got a standing ovation at the end. It was a very moving event, showing. And then last but not least, Keiko Fukuda's students from the Soko Joshi Judo Club in Nui Valley will be doing a demonstration of kata. And they are Fukuda Shihan's disciples, and they are carrying the torch for the future. Well, thank you for being here, and let me have Yuriko introduce her movie tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone, for coming, and especially so that we can honor Sensei Fukuda Shihan. So I just want to say that we're not going to see the whole film tonight, but it's about half of it, and I've tried to cut it back in a way so that you can kind of get a gist of the story, but please, you know, I'm sure there'll be other opportunities, and it would be lovely if you could see the whole movie sometime. I guess other than that, I just have to say that we should turn the lights out, and please let's just watch the film.
こういう目になると全然自分が予想の国まで行って教えてそれで過ごすっていうことは 何も考えませんでしたね。ただ柔道柔道って思うだけでしたね。I was 21 years old at that time, and Kano Sensei started, and we have in the Kodokan women's section. How is it and come over to watch Kodokan women's sections? To be good body and very healthy. So, therefore, please come. I heard that I do not nothing give to question.Kano 先生は外国へ行って教えなさいって言ったけど、その言われた時には5、6人の人が英語を習い始めて、それで行きたいっていう気持ちがあったわけですね。でも結局は続かなくて、私一人が果たしたわけですよね。
ありがとうございます。待ってました、みんな。
そう、こっち、これ おばあさんとおじいさん、こっちが母さん。両親に不動天寺、こっち情報院、聖林上徳隊、母さんの。私どもが育った時にはもう祖父はいませんでして、祖母が生きてました。その頃はもう女の人は年頃になったら結婚することになってましたから、習い事してましたでしょ。で、私は学校で小さい時からずっとお習字を習ってましたからね。母に連れられて私は高等館女子部へ参りました。結婚するってことが目的だったの。だから加納先生に頼んだんです。だけど私が大人しく、それじゃその人と見合いをしましょうっては私は言わなかったわけ。自分が柔道で行きたいっていう気持ちが強かったんでしょうね。私の祖父は若い時から非常に体が大きくて強かったんですって。小川君 の下の兵隊さんたちに柔術を教えてたんです。祖父が52歳くらいで死にましたよね。 で、鹿野先生は大学の2年生、私の祖父が最初の先生で、3人の先生に習ったわけです。事実は天津信用流の書類は全部あげたそうです、鹿野先生に。それからご自分は研究なさって、講道館っていう流派を立てなすった。そんなわけで50年祭のお祝いの時に、あの鹿野先生はご自分の3人の先生をまずお祭りするべく呼んでくださったんです、家族を。その講道館女子部っていうのがあって、あの稽古を、柔道の稽古をしてるから体も丈夫になるからやったらどうかとおっしゃってくださって、随分体を激しく動かす運動だなと思いまして、自分であれいうことができるのかどうかと思ったんですけども。
福田先生と初めてお会いした時ですね、64年のオリンピックの時ですね、世界各国から柔道家が来て日本の講道館で練習したいっていうようなことがたくさんあったので、私は講道館の方から言われて講道館でステンバイをするっていうような形で初段を取るようにって言われたんです。ですけど初段を取るのにも型をやらなきゃいけなかった。でみんな試合者を肩を嫌ってたんです。福田先生は肩を教えておられたり、テクニックを教えておられたり、俳優ような素晴らしい先生も全部肩をやっているっていうことを見て、投げの肩をあの頃は本当に泣きながらやったっていう、練習したっていう感じでしたね。
加納先生はその時代としては女性が足を見せることさえできなかった時代に柔道着を着せて足を開いて技をかけるとか倒れて、他の人たちから見たらすごく激しいことを加納先生は女性にいち早くやらせた。ただそれが形を守ろうとした講道館や、まあ、男性の先生方は加納先生が女子には試合をやらせちゃいけないということで、なかなかこう踏み切れなかった。
若松はとぼってこういうふうに静かにこうして
講道館女子部の、 あの帯っていうランクっていう、 いうのは封建的なんです。女はもう五段でもうその上はいらないと、そういうふうに決めてたんです。五段で止まってたんです。五段で30年。
福田恵子先生に
で、
戦争に食べ物少ないから山ちょっと時間かかる見ましたけどもね、 お芋あの山を借りて作って掘っていくらかお芋を持って上へ帰ってきて、一人で戦争の時、私はあの小田急っていうのに乗って新宿で乗り換えて、それで水道橋古道館のそばまで行くの。そばあの火が燃えてるんです、戦争中で。そこを歩いていく、あの電車が行きませんから、ですから歩いて、それであの 女子部に何人か来てましたから教えました。
I was exposed to judo back right at the end of World War II. I was training as an infantry replacement, and before I shipped out they dropped a bomb So I ended up at the age of 18 in the occupation of Japan. I became acquainted with a family. I'd visit their home, and their son, who was a sergeant in the army, was finally discharged. And I used to try to bring food to the family and things, and so he was really grateful. And while we were chatting, he was kind of a stocky guy, very strong. I asked him about judo, jiu-jitsu. First, he didn't understand what I was saying, my pronunciation. The next thing I knew, I saw the ceiling and I was down on the floor. And the whole family was around me and smiling. And he looked down at me and says, "Is that?" And I says, "Yeah, that." That was my first exposure. The women were really just like the guys. They were judoka. They were very devoted to judo. The only thing was, it just wasn't, in those days, women were looked at more feminine. So the women did the judo, they did the techniques, they had free practice and all that, but they just weren't competing. Miss Fukuda at that time, she was part of that group. You know, I knew her. Kodokan wasn't that big, so we knew each other. We'd see each other practice. We'd always smile. We enjoyed each other. You know, there was no like, that's for the girls or stuff like that. It didn't exist. When the war was over, we were like two fighters that were shaking each other's hands. And what I found through judo, the senseis there were trying to build a bridge across the ocean through friendship, through a sport. And I felt that the things that they did for me was not only for me personally, but was to help the friendship across the water. We didn't talk a lot about it, but it was there. And I felt a lot of privileges that I was able to have, more than a Japanese student. Because Japanese students cannot walk up to a sensei and say, "Hey, coach, can you show me this, show me that?" No, they don't. I'd walk up, "Sensei, would you show me this? Would you like to have a beer?" Whatever. I could do that. So I was learning. I had the privilege of learning things that the average Japanese student didn't. And I sensed that part of it was really this thing of the countries coming together, friendship, the bridge across the ocean. And so when I came back, I felt almost like a spiritual obligation to do the best that I could to help judo grow.
アメリカに行かれるときはどういう思いでした？あの、なんていうか、私たちはもう、なんていうか
しら、心配だったわね。
心配ですね、あの当時ね。
行ったことがないんですから
。一番最初にアメリカ行ったとき、渡米したときに、あの大きな船でみんなでテープを投げて、そのテープを今度はあの船で、小舟で追って、みんなで行ったんですけど、でみんな涙涙で、それこそ1ヶ月かかったんですよね、アメリカ行くのに。確か昔でみんなで泣いて、もうこれで一生のお別れじゃないかと思うぐらいでみんなで泣いて、稽古場さんが一番最初にアメリカに行った時の写真で、
アメリカのオークランド の道場で呼ばれたんですよね。でその時が初めた時は、よその国に参りましたことなんですけども、その時は戦争終わってからそう長く経ってなかったもんですから、アメリカに来る人が少なかったんですね。
The time came for her to leave to go back to Japan. I said to her, "Well, isn't there a way for you to stay? I would love for you to stay." Well, we went down to immigration and found out that there was absolutely no way for her to stay because they had a quota degree of Asians, 123 Asians a year could come in legally into San Francisco and the area. "Isn't there any possibility?" He said, "Well, there's only one preference. The person," he said, "would have to be one of a kind and vital to the defense of the United States of America." So I said, "Oh, that's it." He said, "What?" I said, "No, really, that is it." And so I took Fukuda-sensei all around Northern California and other parts of the country, and we started training, or she did, the women who were first coming onto the police force and the sheriff's departments in different parts of the country. And then they all signed a petition, and she was one of a kind. At that time, she was fifth degree, the highest for a woman. So that's how she got in legally on the third preference. Then 5 years later, she became an American citizen. So when that all worked out, I said to her, "Well, I had just bought this house. And I said, well, why don't you come and stay here for a while? She said, okay, I will. Well, I didn't realize that it was going to be forever.
ここで大会名誉顧問および本大会の特別ゲストを紹介いたします。阿部一郎十段です。大悟敏郎十段です。大沢良美十段です。そして本大会に遠くアメリカからお越しいただきました福田圭吾女子九段です。福田先生は現在96歳、大正2年東京にお生まれになり、加納日頃師範に師事し、講道館女子部に21歳で入門されました。以来柔道一筋の人生を送られ、1964年の東京オリンピックでは柔の型を披露されました。1966年にはアメリカでの柔道普及のために渡米し、サンフランシスコに柔道クラブを設立。その後アメリカ以外の世界各国を回り、柔道の普及に尽力されました。先生方に大きな拍手をお願いいたします。
先生、来年もお待ちしてますからね。
って
裸のお付き合いの約束したじゃないですか。
来年ね、
来年ですよ。
来年はサンフランシスコ、
アメリカの、アメリカへ皆さん来て、
行きますよ、もちろん行きますよ。先生に教われるっていうのはもうとにかく嬉しいことなんですよ。でそういう人がいなくなったんですよ、今。
そうです。
まだ加納先生が来るなって言ってましたから。加納先生は上でまだお前は来ちゃいけないって、さっき降りてきて言ってましたから、そう言っておけと。いやいや、まだね、上には来なくていいって言ってましたから、あと10年は下で指導してこいって
。万歳万歳万歳。
Sensei moved into this house, the male senseis from Japan would stop off here on their way to teach all over the country. So one night there were about 8 male judo senseis here, and we were all sitting around. And at that time I had been studying Japanese, and I just asked them very casually as we were talking, I said, why is it that Fukuda sensei can't move on to another degree? I said, what degree are you? And one man said eighth, and another one said seventh. I said, how long are you eighth? For 10 years, every 10 years. I said, well, then why can't she be moved up to the next level? And then they all said the same words, Onna desu, which means she's a woman. Well, when I heard that, I was really upset. Here I'm fighting all these causes for women's rights right here in my own house as somebody who was number one in the world, really, in terms of how good her judo was, and could not be promoted the way the men were. I got together a petition I had about 2,000 signatures, because by that time she had traveled all over the United States.
Just a minute.
Oh, but that's good.
Okay.
家族もいない、子供もいない、ああ寂しいっていうことを感じるそうです。その時自分はその柔道と結婚したんだからっていうことを自分に言い聞かせて、それでお三味線を弾いたり、そういうことをして気を紛らしてるって言ってます。
女性はもう結婚をして家庭を持って、 それが普通のしきたりでしたよね。そうそう。それを押しのけて自分の本当に信じた道を歩いてきたっていうことはものすごく強い決意だと思ったんですね、私は。それが
私の結婚、私の人生は決まった時ですよね。結婚するかそれとも柔道で生きるかっていうことです。それで柔道に決めて、それがこんなに長いと思わなかった。
先生のお話で、私はよく先生とご一緒させていただくとき、いろいろ昔のことを聞きます。そのとき、この3人の先生方は、先生が福田先生が柔道を始めて10年後に入ってこられた方だって先生はおっしゃっておられましたよね。球団の先生の、書類の手続き、交渉、いろんなことをさせていただきました。 そして講道館の方に行って、館長に何回も何回もお会いして、初めて館長に福田先生の球団をお願いしに行った時は、未だかって講道館でこういうような女性が球団になるっていう経歴がないので、ダメですってはっきり言われました。もう日本に帰るたび、もう毎年3年、 4年間、日本語というお釈迦の前で、お釈迦の前でって言うんですか、強い形で、もう館長にお会いしに行きました。その間、福田先生がどのようにこの全米の中で活躍されているかっていうことを、もうビデオテープ、それともそのテレビに載った、新聞に載ったっていう、そういう記事を私は講道館の方に送ってました。 これだけ一生懸命やってね、先生が一生懸命活躍してるのに、どうして認めてくれないのかしらっていう思って、もうダメでしょうと言ってる時、
思っている時、その鏡開きが終わった時、あの1月ですね、講道館で福田先生を球団に推薦しますっていう、そういうEメールをいただきました。
安倍先生、大吾先生、大沢先生が10段っていうのをポンと発表された。でその後に今度福田先生の球団が発表された。だからやっぱりそこにもちょっと男性を先にやらなきゃっていう気持ちが出てるんじゃないですか。おかしいでしょ。本当は福田先生の方が先輩でいらっしゃるから、福田先生が先になられてもおかしくない。でも福田先生を球団にするんだったら、今まで球団だった先生を先に10段にしなければ。
先生の球団は先生一人の球団じゃなくて、我々女性柔道家全員の球団のお祝いですって。
Judo, and I enjoy so much. I think everybody enjoyed too, I think. So, and everybody take care and keep and health, so then not get injury. Good judo practice. So, continue. Then next year I wanted to see you again. My age is very difficult surviving.But and I try, I want, because I want to see you everybody again. So continue and study hard, I hope everybody. Thank you very much for coming, everybody.
Of today's parade, Sensei Keiko Fukuda, U.S. Judo Federation and Kodo Kan Ninth Dan, founder of Soko Joshi Judo. Sensei Keiko Fukuda celebrated her 98th birthday on April 12th.
Welcome. Ready, hon?
強く優しく美しくっていうんですけどね、強くはあの柔道は強い精神と強い体が必要なんですよね。優しくっていうのは柔から生まれた言葉です。柔っていうのは柔らかいっていう書くんですよね。柔孤独の本っていうのがあるんですよね。と大の男がこう立ってんですね。そうとあの小さな女性が和服を着てこの指で胸をちょっと押してんですね。そうと後ろ崩れてるんです。そうで それが柔道の柔の根本です。美しさっていうのはあの外見だけじゃないと思うんです。人に思いやりがあるとか、あの人に親切をするとか、人が困る時には助けてあげよう、 ていう気持ちを持てる人、そういう心の優しさが美しいと私は思うんです。
I'm Mark Whittaker with some highlights from BBC. Time finally to meet Keiko Fukuda. She has the distinction, and it is a distinction, of having just become the only woman in the world to earn the highest honour in judo. She's a 10th degree black belt, a grandmaster. There are only four of them anywhere in the world. We should now call her Shihan Keiko Fukuda. Not bad for a woman who's only 4'10" tall and weighs only 100 pounds. Oh, and who's 98 years old.
Thank you for watching the film. And I just have to say, as far as the film goes, we really are at the ground floor. We're just, actually, I was just telling Sylvie that we haven't quite finished the music yet, so I'm still working on that. And most of the music in here was composed by local musician Mark Izu, some of you might be familiar with. And he's very talented musician that I really enjoyed working with. But we really are trying to get distribution and hopefully broadcast and all that kind of stuff. So if anybody out there has any ideas or any partnerships that they would like to suggest, please leave me your name or take my card or, you know, whatever. Because I certainly feel very honored to have been a part of Sensei's life for the last 5 years and actually maybe 6 years. And I'm just always incredibly in awe of her, and I've learned so much. And of course, what I want the rest of the world to know about her and about the wisdom that she imparts. So, anyways, and the other thing that I'm very honored is that I've been welcomed into this community of judo. Now I have to give the disclaimer, I've never done judo. I did do karate for a while. My knees are a little wobbly, so I'm not doing it right now. But I've been welcome into this wonderful community, and the Soko Joshi women have been like my family for the last 5 years. So on that note, I'd like to introduce the four women here, Fran Christie and Pam Mary and Willina Monar. And this is Anastasia Jernigan. And Fran, I think, is going to give you a little explanation. You're going to have a live demonstration. Pam and Willeen are going to be demonstrating the Jū no kata, which is Fukuda Shihan's signature kata, which they're choreographed forms, and I think Fran will tell you more about it. So thank you.
Okay, so you saw several techniques from Jū no kata in the film. And Pam and Willeen are going to demonstrate all 15 techniques, the whole kata. It's prearranged forms. Uke, Willeena, is the attacker. Pam, the Tori, is the defender. But Pam, the Tori, always ends up in control. And it's a self-defense kata. And very different from a lot of the other katas. All the other katas are performed very fast, and this is performed very slowly. But it really demonstrates the essence of Jū. And as you saw in the film, Jū means gentleness, but it's also power and strength. And what happens in this kata is Uki attacks, Tori escapes and counters, and will attack again. This can go on in each technique. This can be this exchange of energy. But as I said, Tori always ends up in control, and Uke submits. And I think Pam and Willeena should just start, and I will mention a few things as they go on. It's very important, the striking points that Uke attacks and absolutely in the right place. And this is an exchange of each partner is in control, but finally Tori has the final control. And if Tori was to let go of Uke at that point, Uke would fall down. And here again, Uke submits because she knows that she's at that point where she's completely off balanced. And this is a lift, and normally in judo and randori free play, the continuation of this would be a throw. But again, they stop right at that point where if Tori was to make one more move, Uke would be thrown on the mat. This takes a lot of control and to do this both on both sides. Sensei Fukuda performed this at the Tokyo Olympics in 1964 as a demonstration. And you will notice that as Uke attacks, Tori doesn't go bring her force against her. She escapes and then uses Uke's energy to counterattack. Each of these lifts are actual throws in judo. That one was actually a sacrifice throw. This is a very difficult kata to learn. I mean, it takes so many times of repetition. Sensei has been studying this kata all her life, and we're very privileged to be able to study with her. But it takes just, I mean, for Pam and Willina have spent years practicing this kata and years of study with Sensei, who will constantly tell us to practice more. And there's many fine details. This is a very high level of performance you're seeing. So in judo, you always try to use your opponent's energy to go with their flow and then turn it into an attack. It's only in kata, in judo, that you get strikes like with the fist or with the hand sword. And this is an arm bar, shoulder lock, which again you would have in judo. But this strike you would not have in the Randori or free play. And here, Tori is choking Uke as well as doing an arm bar. You can't see it from that angle, but that's what's happening.
Thank you. That was beautiful. We have a few minutes left for some questions, if you have any, or comments. Anybody?
Okay. My name is Mel Augustine. I'm Emilio. I've known Sensei since she's been here. I've been practicing judo since 1945. And here in this country, we don't know judo, so we don't learn much about it. However, in a country like France, for example, here you see Michael Jordan's posters all over. In France, you see the judo champions poster all over. And when Sensei, it's my understanding, when she goes to Europe or any place to give a demonstration, they're fighting for those tickets to get in there. And in France, they all jam in because they know she is the icon. She is Mrs. Judo. She is the professor who can teach. And all those strong world champions and men and top senseis all bow and honor Sensei as I do. So that's what you have to take away. And then not only one thing that's left out, she is regarded, in Japan they have honors, and she's, I think, a third degree honor, whatever it was, in Japan as some historic, and it's very historic. So I just wanted to say that to Sensei, because I have the utmost respect and love for her. She is just unbelievable. And Dr. Fernandez has been there at her side all these years, and I respect and admire her also. So thank you for coming, and I couldn't miss this. And thank you, Sensei.
I don't need a microphone. I'd just like to mention there's a wonderful book that's been written about her life, which was selling, I think, outside the door here. It's called Bow from the Heart. And it's her life story and has a lot of wonderful pictures in it. She's been with me 46 years now. It's been a wonderful experience, a wonderful journey for me. And there's no one like her in the world. And recently, her grandfather came to her in a dream, the grandfather she'd never met, but he was the most famous samurai and gave lessons to Ulysses S. Grant when Commodore Perry went into Japan. Anyway, her grandfather came to her in a dream and said to her, she said to him, is it time for me to go to thee? Is it time for me to go to you? And he said, no, you have to stay and teach more judo. So she's 99 now. In the Japanese way, she's already 100, because Japanese old style, when you're born, you're already a year old, which is very interesting. So she's basically 100. She still goes and teaches three times a week at the dojo, and we invite you all to come Tuesday, Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings from 10 to noon. And if there's anyone that has any special question for her, Yuri Coach, the translator, sometimes she speaks in Japanese, sometimes she speaks in English, you never know. So you're certainly able and willing to want to ask.
Thank you. I'd like to ask Fukuda-sensei if she can share with us one of her most memorable matches.
So she never competed in judo. So let's see, how can
see,
we rephrase that?
Women were not allowed to compete in judo until a few years ago. There was tremendous prejudice against women competing. And it's only recently that in the Olympics, there are women, and actually the women won more gold medals than the men. Yes. They're doing much better than the men. So she was never allowed to compete as they do now. So it would be hard to answer that kind of question.
Just share a story from many years. Sensei,
judo の一番よく覚えているような思い出なんかちょっとお話をしてくださいって。
柔道を習い始めがえばどうしても柔道の言葉を覚えます。でも。そう難しいことはないと思います。used to の言葉を使っては肩をなるとやりますから、指導中に。繰り返し repeated practice 柔道は repeated practice が大事なんで飽きることなくやるのが大切なんで
she's saying that that if you come to learn judo, you will learn all about it. And I think basically what she's saying is that her favorite thing about judo is teaching judo. And she says that the thing about judo is that it's necessary for a lot of repetition. So you should come and learn judo and do lots of it, many times.
What is the most important thing to think about when you are practicing judo?
常に練習しますでしょ。ですから、また始まったのかなっていうふうに考えたら柔道は習えません。いつも、その繰り返し練習するのが大切なことで、それを忘れて毎日の稽古を来なくて時折来て練習する人はこういう柔道の練習身につけることはできないのです。真面目に一生懸命いつでも練習することが大切なのです。そして、私生活においては、お友達には親切にしてあげること、
She said in the study of judo, you should be focused and devoted. I think diligence and focus is one of the most important things. And of course, again, she said that, you know, it's you must repeat, and then you should just come to each day as... This is the practice for today, and then do the repetitions of that day. But she also said that it's also very important that that you care for your friends and the people around you, and this is also another very important thing about judo.
Hi, thank you very much for the program, and Fukuda-sensei, thank you for being such an inspiring person. I'd like to ask if in the years before the restrictions against women in judo were lifted, the restrictions that lifted to allow you to receive the higher rankings, I wondered if you felt angry about the discrimination in judo. And if so, are there other issues about how women are treated in Japan or in the United States that upset you?
先生、昔なんか女子柔道の場合は五段で止まってたんですよね。もう その絵は何もなかったっていうことで、それがなくなって段がどんどん女子も上がっていけるっていうことに決まった前は、その段が上がれないっていうのは困りましたか？どういうような？
段をいただくっていうことはその人の努力次第ですから。
ですから、努力する人は早くいただけるし、でもその欲に絡めて努力の仕方がこう問題ですね。真面目にやって、真面目にやるってことがとっても柔道では大切なことですから、よく常にお行儀もいいし、休まずにお稽古に来るっていうのタイプですと上達が早いですね。
でも先生、いくら努力をしても五段の上は全然女子にはなかったっていう時期があったんですよね。でその時期はその女子に対してそれはいけないと思ってたんですか？困るような。
一生懸命練習にしてでも上達はしたんですね。上達はしたけれども肩の方が上手にできなかったとか、まあ真面目にやってる人は通っていい成績を取ることができますよね。だけども常に来る人っていうのはとても真面目な人が多いですよね。で研究するこことも皆さんよりも余計よく出席するとか。
So, she's just reinforcing that the levels are based on how hard you work and how devoted and how much effort you put into it. And she's saying, well, you will get better. And I've asked her a couple times, but I think from her perspective, it's just, you know, it's not something that she thinks about, and it's a non-issue now. I mean, there was a point in the interviews.
Well, I'd just like to say that I'm the one who was angry. I spent 8 years on the national board of the National Organization for Women, strategizing the women's movement back in the late 60s and early 70s. And I was also president of San Francisco Now, National Organization for Women. And I'm the founder of La Casa de las Madres, which is the first shelter for battered women in America. And so I was very angry when the men came to our house and stayed with us, the judo senseis, and the only reason given was that she was a woman. She was a fifth degree for 30 years, and here were men much younger than herself at much higher levels. So I had a petition made up because we traveled to many states in the United States and other countries of the world, and I had a petition of about 2,000 signatures or more. And it was sent, written in perfect Japanese by some Japanese people that I know, and sent to Japan. And I think that they had to save face, really. So they broke the rule and let her go to sixth degree because it was an outcry from all over America and some of the other countries where women wanted to go forward. Otherwise, I don't think it would have happened, because even today in Japan, we were there a couple of years ago, the prejudice is very strong against women. They just are not respected. And it was an amazing thing that we were invited to dinner, or she was invited to dinner by the head of the Kodo clan, very unusual. And it was the first time that men ever bowed to her, the high-level men in Japan, first time they recognized it. because she's the only woman who really has gone out of Japan and started her own dojo. There are many Japanese American women studying, but the only woman that really has a big dojo and made the first attempt to break that chain of discrimination was Fukuda-sensei. She stayed in America, and that was amazing. She wouldn't be here today, I don't think, in this world, if she had stayed in Japan. That's the truth, because the women's section, what they call the women's section, is the last dojo. They have 99 big dojos for men and one little one for women in the basement. And women are, the women who become teachers of judo are not allowed to marry. They're told they cannot marry. The men can do whatever they want, of course. But women have to never marry. And in Japan, almost every woman marries. It's a common cultural thing. So she had to decide that, even though at one point there was a marriage arranged for her in Japan with a judo man. But when she found out she'd have to give up judo, she said no, which was also a very unusual thing for a woman to say no, and the families all agreed. But they put women's judo on dinner hour. You see, they have certain times when you have dinner hour in Japan, and the women's judo was 5 to 7 when everybody in Japan has dinner, and the women have to prepare the dinner, see. So that's another reason they have to take care of the family. So the only women that you will see practicing in Japan in the dojos, there are junior high, elementary, junior high, senior high, and college women. Because after that, they get married, that's it. So that's another reason that her coming to America has saved her life, in a sense, because she's able to break that barrier. Plus the fact, she's the only person I know who can unify any race, religion, gender, anything. It's a nationality. It's the most amazing thing how people of all kinds are drawn to her, and they cross all their barriers and all their prejudices that they may have to work with her. But she's able to instill in you something that's better than you even thought you could do yourself. She has that ability. And you suddenly enjoy the people you're with, you meet all different kinds of people, and you cross all those lines and unite with her into making us a better community through judo. It's a very special gift that she has. Very special.
I do want to make a little comment about the question that she didn't really answer. But just recently there was a writer and an editor from Japan, from one of the most well-known educational publishing companies in Japan, and they've written a book.
Just been okay. Finished about her life. It's coming out in Japanese, and they're going to do an English translation. But I would like to say before you go,
Shelley, wait a minute. I have to say something about you. So these women were here writing the book and interviewing her. And they made a point, and I grew up in this country, so you know I have sort of one toe into Japanese culture, but I'm not immersed in it. And the one woman said to me that it was really very important that, and it was, I believe this is really true, that it was destiny that Sensei and Shelley met, and they traveled through life together. Because in Japan, you know, people, they're not able to advocate for themselves. I mean, you would never go up and like go to your boss and like argue for a promotion. I mean, that's just not something that would ever be done. It's not part of the culture. And so, you know, it was really important that Shelley come into Sensei's life.
But also, I'd like to say that I hope you'll all contact PBS and so forth. You only saw an excerpt of the film. You didn't see the whole film. It's a marvelous film that Yuriko has.
Now she's advocating for me, too.
That if any of you have any contacts with anyone in television to get this on, either Independent Lens or Nova or whatever, American Masters, I think it's important. I think it's important also for men to see as well as women, because she has taught many men. She's not just taught only women. If she stayed in Japan, she would have only been with women. But she's taught everybody, every kind of person. And when we were in France, when we first went there, there were 89 men. They did not want to study with her. They were all the famous judo senseis from all over France, because the person who arranged our trip had studied with her for 4 years in America. And the men all stood there like that. And she came in. By the end of the first lesson, they They were just so thrilled that they invited her back the following year. They learned things they had never known, all the old techniques and her whole way. You know, she doesn't use all that physical strength. She doesn't have it, right? But perfect technique and form and mind, body, and spirit totally centered. Now her body is giving way, but her mind is there, her spirit is there, and they seem to be compensating like a bypass so that she can still carry on.
Thank you.